What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Motivated Mindset, the show where we dive deep into the strategies that transform ordinary entrepreneurs into extraordinary business owners. I'm your host, Coach Jeff Demers, and today we're unlocking the secrets of affiliate marketing and what it takes to excel in affiliate marketing in 2024. Before we jump into that topic, as always, before we bring on our special guest, first, let me go ahead and give a shout out to our show sponsor, Just Good Vibes. If you're looking for a personalized laser-etched tumbler to help you tackle the summer heat, you need to get in touch with Angelica over at Just Good Vibes. Not only did we get our tumblers made for this program, but we also have tumblers made for myself and Lady M, personalized laser-etched tumblers for our sports show as well. You can actually learn more about Just Good Vibes by going to coachjeffdemers.com/partnerships and click on the button for Just Good Vibes. It's Just Good Vibes, baby. So in our book club this week in the SMX Inner Circle, we went over chapter 5 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that chapter is titled Specialized Knowledge. And if you really want to stand out above the masses, then you should really try to immerse yourself into a specialized skill, which is why I am leaning more towards my affiliate marketing side than anything else I've got going on, even though I am still a part-time media member here in the Valley for a lot of the sports teams. But by definition, affiliate marketing is a marketing arrangement by which an online retailer pays commission to an external website for traffic or sales generated from its referrals. That is according to the Oxford Dictionary. I actually chose the Oxford Dictionary for a couple different reasons. One, they're really freaking smart. They know what they're doing. Two, there's almost, 40 colleges and universities in Oxford itself. And three, our next guest is very close to Oxford. He is 7 hours ahead of me, which is why I really, really appreciate him coming on. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Mr. Danny Walsh. What's up, Danny?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I know your schedule is just insane. I know because I'm on your email list, so I see everything that you got going on, right? So thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we are actually going to dig into the world of affiliate marketing, get as much information out there as possible. I know that you actually do very well in affiliate marketing. You're a 2 Comma Club Award member inside the ClickFunnels community, which is a goal that I am actually shooting for, hopefully by like August, which is our due date. So we're crushing it. But in order to become a specialist, if you don't have that specialized knowledge, you need to find specialists that have that knowledge. You are my specialist. So can you, just to kick it off, can you explain kind of what affiliate marketing is and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. And excuse me if I've got a bit of a cough, so I'll do my best to get this out. But if I can share my screen, can I share my screen?
Yeah, let me go ahead and do that.
If we can do this real quick. And I want to kind of, by the end of this, give everybody the idea and some practical concepts that they can use to go out there and do this. Does it sound like a plan?
That sounds awesome, man. Please, go ahead. Cool.
So look, if you stick around to the end, hopefully I can give you as much as possible. But I've been doing this for a long time. I've sold lots of other people's products, right? And that's effectively what affiliate marketing is, because normally you go online and you've got people out there, excuse the drawing, and you want to send them to some kind of page where they can give you money, right? And you make that first dollar online and you're over the moon. And there's lots of money to be made online. But what a lot of folks don't know is you don't necessarily have to send them to your own website, right? You can send them to other people's products, other people's websites, which has got a big stack of advantages. If you think about it, you don't have to do customer support. You don't have to ship stuff. You don't have to worry about if things break. All you need to do is make a referral, right? Now, what happens in affiliate marketing is you can apply, notice I said apply, to be an affiliate of a gazillion different types of businesses. The majority of Shopify stores or people who've got stuff on ClickFunnels or, you know, even commercial like sports brands, sportswear brands, all sorts of different brands all over the world, they offer an affiliate program. And you can apply to be their affiliate. If they accept you, you will get your own special link. So this might be, for example, you know, you can go to clickfunnels.com/ and then a bunch of numbers. That would be your ClickFunnels link. It would be jeffdemers.com/ and a bunch of numbers. And those numbers are unique to you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So what you would do is send these folks to your link, sometimes through email, sometimes through Facebook or social media. Sometimes you can also go out there and pay for traffic. Whichever way you decide to get your visitors, you send them to your special link for the product that you're promoting. And if they decide they like it and they check out, you earn a percentage, which can in some cases be up to 100%, Jeff.
Nice.
So if you could get 100% of anybody's sales, that's amazing. Typically, it's 30 to 40%. And if you're going to do this with Amazon, it could be anywhere between like 1 and 20% or whatever. But even Amazon offer an affiliate program, right? So there's no shortage of products. So if you can go out there and, for example, you've got a sports brand, grab some stuff off Amazon that resonates with your audience, put the links on there. If they see it and they buy it, you get paid. That's the starting point for a business. But there's a lot more to it. But in a nutshell, you get the link, you share the link, people buy if they want, you get a commission. Simple. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Wow. All right. So like, I know you mentioned Amazon. Amazon is actually one of the largest affiliate marketing companies in the entire world, mm-hmm. right? As long as you can get approved. I'm actually approved through Amazon, but I have not gone down that route of actually selling any of their products yet. I like digital products personally, softwares, stuff like that. How do you go about, what is your strategy on going about picking the right affiliate programs or products? Like, what do you look at?
It's got to be complementary, right? So I offer a bunch of marketing services to my clients, and I build websites, build funnels, help people with their ads, help people figure out their offer, do the webinars, do the presentations. So it kind of makes sense to email the same audience things that would resonate with them. So I might not send them PC games because these entrepreneurs are super busy. They're not going to sit down and potentially play on the PC or the Xbox because they're out there changing the world, right? I'm not going to send them certain things off Amazon because they're not going to use them. So I've got to look at what my audience actually wants. But because there's so many products out there, making that choice, making that decision is literally governed by the niche that you're in, the blog that you write, the YouTube channel that you've got. So if you're doing something in, for example, cleaning, right? So you have a cleaning blog, big old Facebook group. Everybody's in there talking about cleaning tips. I give this example because there's a group. It's got about 6 million people in it, all sharing cleaning tips.
Wow.
And I noticed in there one day that somebody's made a post in that group. And on the post, they had this vacuum cleaner. And the vacuum cleaner was disgusting. It was full of like dog hair, the whole of the clear canister on the front. And the lady had posted this in this group with 6 million people, right? So a big bunch of people. And she said, after 3 attempts at cleaning the lounge, I finally got all of the hair. And people were obviously going, oh, that's disgusting. But this post generated a lot of traction. She'd very, very strategically placed her Amazon affiliate link in that post. And this thing had like 65,000 interactions, likes, shares, comments. If a fraction of those people would have clicked on her Amazon link, she would have made money. Because the thing with Amazon is, if they land on the that link, it does what's called a cookie. And it's not something that you eat, right? A cookie is a way to remember somebody online. When right. you go on a website, it says accept the cookies. That means that they can show you ads and remember who you are, right? So Amazon right. applies a cookie. So if people land on that vacuum cleaner and then go off and buy a TV or a washing machine or something unrelated, but they found it and they like it, she still gets paid. And that was one of the coolest things ever, right? So
that's awesome.
She's she didn't even own the group. She just went in there, created one social post with a disgusting vacuum cleaner, whether she's planted it or not. But the very fact that everybody looked at that and thought, that vacuum's amazing, I need to get one, and she's provided the link to do it, which happened to be her affiliate link, meant that that exploded. So cleaning group, you share cleaning stuff. Marketing group, you give them videos, you give them Napoleon Hill books, you give them software, you give them lots of things that you can find online that's going to help that person. Sports industry, I don't know, you give them footballs, right? Whatever it is, clothing, da-da-da-da-da. So find your audience first, build your audience, because when you do that, it makes it easier to get that link to actually be approved. So there's usually a little bit of work to be done, but don't think that you need a massive audience, and always be on the lookout for an affiliate program for anything online that you recommend, right? Or a referral program.
So you mentioned how to actually go about posting for a product that you're already that you already have knowledge for and you have a place to post it. What are some of the common mistakes that you've heard that affiliate marketers are making that are absolute no-goes in the affiliate marketing world?
I think posting a link and running and not actually caring about who sees it, who clicks it, because that will dilute the quality of the traffic that's landing on the vendor's site. The vendor's the person who owns the product, right? So you're either going to get yourself shut down, or because people are like, vacuum cleaners? I'm a marketer. Market as spam. The link could get closed down for everybody, right? So those people who just get a link and then they throw it out there somewhere randomly and they just run, it's not conducive to building up an audience. It's not conducive to giving any value. When you're doing this properly, you should be trying to complement what you're already doing and also add value to that vendor. So if you're just going out there throwing links out willy-nilly or a different link every single day, it's not doing you any good. Trying to promote everything, not very good. I've probably got three things that I promote right now, and one of them ends today. And it was only because it was a great deal from a good friend that I decided to promote it, right? Mm. So you've got to be selective what you promote. You can't promote everything.
And as you mentioned, you also have to be very selective on how you're trying to draw attention to your offers. What other ways? So you mentioned going into groups, which is big, being part of groups, not spamming, but actually staying and being part of the conversation. Can you share other effective ways to drive traffic other than going into groups?
I think one big one is a YouTube video, right? So if you was to go and do a video review of your favorite product and put the link in, that is going to pay dividends for you. And don't underestimate the power of a YouTube video, even if you've got a low burner in terms of a channel.
Right.
You know, I've got channels with very few people on that bring me a recurring commission just by doing a review of a course or a product or a software, something that you can stand behind and actually endorse. One of the other big mistakes is that people try and sell something that they know nothing about, right? You won't see me promoting the vacuum cleaners, trying to mingle in the cleaning groups. I'm not part of that community. It's quite a cult community, right? They all know each other. I'm better suited to promote the software that helped me win the 2-comma award, the software from the groups that I participate in, right? So it makes sense to be a product of the product because that also opens the door, especially with software, for you not only to get the commission, but to actually offer your service to help somebody use the thing that you've sold.
Right.
Particularly with software.
That's excellent advice. Make sure that you're not just promoting products. If you have the opportunity and the means to do so, actually physically use those products. Immerse yourself into the products so that way you understand what problems your product can create a solution for. And that's how you market it. Okay, so we got some different ideas, different ways to drive traffic. One of the many reasons why I love following you, Danny, is you're kind of the king of the tools, or the king of the, as you call them, friends. What tools or resources, like, let's break it down for a beginner, like somebody that comes on and says, I got to start making some extra income through, it's going to be through affiliate marketing. I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know what I need. I don't know where to start. Like, what tools or resources would you recommend for somebody just starting out in affiliate marketing?
I think if you was to go to somewhere like ClickBank is an affiliate marketplace that's been around since the dawn of affiliate marketing, right? And you can go up on there, you can register a free account, and they will offer you training that's recognized as being very practical. And you can use that training to give yourself a big bunch of ideas. But the very, very basics, what I would do is I would go and find something on ClickBank that resonates with me. And this has got like supplement brands and health food brands and exercise programs. It's not just software, right? There's a big bunch of stuff.
Right.
I think there's even like psychic things where you can get like the people pay money and then the psychic reads the cards or whatever it is, right? There's a bunch of stuff, all different cross-spectrum stuff, sports stuff, every kind of different thing. So you should be able to find something on the ClickBank marketplace that you can stand by, but you don't just stand by it and start recommending the link to people. What you do is you pull out your credit card and you go and buy at least a small part of that offer. Because a lot of these offers don't just have the product, they have other upsells that come behind them and monthly memberships and things that combine, that really compound and combine your earnings. So where you look at something on the front page and think, oh, you know, they got this great supplement, on the next page, they're going to offer them six more bottles. That's how they make the money, and that's how you can make money too. So if you pull out your credit card and you go and look at the offer and at least buy the first thing that you see, you get that delivered to your house, so you get access, you open it up, you pull out your cell phone on a little tripod, and you do, hey, I'm super excited. The thing has arrived, and we're going to open it up, and it's going to be amazing, and this is why I bought it. And you look at it, and you do the unboxing thing, right? That unboxing thing combined with your affiliate link is your first piece of promotion that you go and put on YouTube, you go and put on TikTok, you go and put on Instagram, and you put on Reels or anywhere, the Clapper app or whatever you're using to get out there in social media, right? And that is something that you can encourage other people to share for you. You can post it up in groups. You can, you know, tweet it, whatever you want to do, right? So getting something in the mail or something you've got access to, doing a review of it, honestly. And look, if it's not quite the best and you think, ah, crap, I bought this thing and it's total rubbish, don't go and try and offer it to somebody else. So a little bit of research, and quite quickly you get to know who the affiliates are, who the vendors are, who's got a cracking product. When they do a launch, you might want to be promoting that. And they incentivize you with competitions and giveaways. And, you know, I've won a few $100 here, $1,000 there, 6 months access to this, whatever, right? There's leaderboards. And if you're competitive, it's a great community, not just to learn how to make a dollar, but it's somewhere that you can go out there and actually meet some new friends and immerse yourself in that community. And if you get it right, slowly money will come. It's not a get-rich thing.
Let's talk about that part of it. Obviously, like any income claims that are made on this show are strictly just numbers used for examples. That doesn't mean that, you know, because Danny's a 2 Comma Club Award member that you're going to start out on affiliate marketing and make $1 million in the next 4 months. It also doesn't mean that you won't. It all depends on you and your skill sets and time and action that you're willing to put in there. For those that are just starting out, like they don't really have a vision yet because they don't understand what their goals should be. Like, how do you measure the success of a campaign that you're running for affiliate marketing? Like, what numbers are you looking for? Is there a certain percentage? Do you have a monetary goal for every one of them? I mean, what are you looking at?
So, look, obviously, the money in the bank is the good metric to look at, right? So you want to be getting sales. You want to be getting consistent sales. In the beginning, you might not get sales, but you might catch people's attention. Now, there's an important thing to consider in this, and I'll just go back to the screen, if I can, just for this little illustration, because I've talked about sending people to your link, right? Now, right. I could come back and teach this in a session. So you find your product, whatever it is, and you start sending people to your link, right? So over here, you've got your affiliate page, and if they buy, you get paid, right? So that's all good. So we figured that out. We know that that's the case, and that's going to work, right? So you go over here, you get paid. But what you can actually do to make that better is do what we call a bridge page, which you might build in ClickFunnels or might build in WordPress or whatever web hosting thing. There's a little bit of an art to it, but the good vendors usually give you a template that you can use. ClickFunnels is fantastic for this. You know, not endorsing ClickFunnels on this show. I know it's up to folks what they use, but that's what I personally use. And what that enables you to do is build a simple one page that acts as a bridge between your world and the affiliate offer. And this is for you.
Go on. I was going to ask, what are the elements of a good bridge page?
So first and foremost, you can put it on your own domain.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have that on walsh.marketing/offer1/offer2. So that means it's easy for me to remember. So, hey, Jeff, I've got this amazing offer, walsh.marketing/blur. You can remember that. I can give it you a dead easy on in a conversation, right? If it was clickbank.com/hop/16223, we're not a prayer, right? You ain't remembering it. I ain't doing it. So a bridge page, you can have that on your own domain. You can also wire your bridge page up so that anybody who signs up gets added to a mailing list. And that means you can email them this offer and other offers long into the future. In terms of the actual components, what makes a page, dead simple. At the top, you put a big headline that says, my experience with insert name of product. Below that, you have a video where you appear super excited. And if you don't want to do a video and you think, oh, but Danny, I'm never going to do a video, there's AI software right now where you can give it the script, it'll do the video for you. Or you can stand behind the screen, or you can hide off camera. You show the thing without appearing and then get AI to do you a voiceover, right? So there's no excuse for any of that stuff. You put a video on and you explain the product based on your honest experience, why you endorse it. Here's the thing. Underneath, you have a little button that says click to get access to the product. But when you buy it from me, I'm also going to give you some of my own personal bonuses, or a call with me, or some time with me, or I'm going to give you these other products that I've acquired somewhere else. Quite often the vendors actually give you bonuses to use. So you can say, hey, if you buy this amazing thing off me right now, not only are you going to get this thing, I'm going to throw in one of these, and one of these. And I'm the only person in the world that you can get all four from, but you only need to pay for this. And the way you do it, you click the button, you put your name and email, it's going to take you to a page, and then I'm going to email you and ask you for a copy of your receipt. When you send me a receipt, I'll send you all the extra free stuff. How does that sound? And they go, yeah, that's amazing, Danny. And it's more likely that they're going to click go through to the next page, but most importantly, you capture the lead. In the very first right. early days, YouTube videos with the straight affiliate link. As you get more advanced, build your own pages, have it on a domain, collect the emails, and you can start to send out automated sequences. You mentioned earlier you're on my mailing list. I'm not sitting there writing these emails. They're done in advance, and they go out automatically over a period of time.
Outstanding.
That's the game plan, right? So the affiliate offer goes there. Your what we call a bridge page goes here. And that means you can actually even pay for traffic, knowing that even if they don't buy, you still capture them the email, and the email is gold.
That's amazing. God, you just make it seem so easy. Like, it's just like, I want to get to work again right now. You know, I will be as soon as this show is over, as a matter of fact.
Get to work.
I actually have a program that I think you might be familiar with as well that I'm pushing. It's the OFA challenge that I went through.
Yep.
So, you've already given me like 20 ideas on how to go about that. Yep. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so you've got OFA, right? And OFA, One Funnel Aware Challenge. If you've not signed up to it, One Funnel Aware Challenge, Jeff's got a link. When you sign up, he's going to give you some bonuses as well that you can't get anywhere else. Right, so you go do that. You sign up under Jeff's link. It gives you a big bunch of bonuses that you can't get anywhere else. But, Jeff, you might want to actually complement what you're sending people in terms of the One Funnel Aware Challenge, right?
Okay.
So you send them a few emails. Hey, get this challenge. Some of them will sign up. Some of them might not. But they're on your mailing list, right, because you captured their email.
Right.
If you go over to this bad boy, let's share the screen. This site, Jeff's keeping it to himself. This is a thing known for years in the affiliate marketing, internet marketing community. It's a thing called MunchEye, and it's the eye of IM launches, right? And you go up on here, and this is where you start to see the names who you recognize. So we know Cindy. We know Todd Gross, he used to be the weatherman, right? You know, Andrew Fox, my buddy out of Northern Ireland, Jay Sharma. Okay. These guys crush it, right? Todd Gross again. You see it, Josh Zamora, Andrew Fox again, right? Going down the list, there's some big name internet marketers that have been doing this stuff for years on that big launch list. Over there, you've got the likes of Billy Dar, Sam Arif. You've got all sorts. James is on there. A bunch of people who you recognize, some new. Some I don't recognize. Kevin's on there as well. He's amazing. Craig Crawford's on there. Dude, all these people, right, are all promoting products. So you have a look down here. Let's have a look at a good one, right?
Right.
Andrew Fox. We just seen him a minute ago. Da-da-da-da-da. Andrew Fox has got a product called Zappable. Right? So you click on 16th of April, Foxy's bringing back Zappable. So you click on this, and it shows you. The vendor is Andrew Fox. The product is Zappable. This has been around for years. It's probably on JVZoo, which is an affiliate marketplace. And Andrew is known for multi-million dollar launches, right?
Wow.
They launch and they do $1 million in a week, $2 million in a week. Zappable is one of the highest grossing products on JVZoo. And you come down here and it tells you to mark your calendar, so you don't miss it. Zappable is back from Andrew and his brother Chris. They've paid out over 1.5 million in commission. Right. So you go then to the JV page. JV means joint venture. So now you're on here. And here's Foxy. And he tells you as an affiliate exactly what you're going to get. Not what the end user is going to get, what you're going to get, right? So you watch the video, Foxy looking mean and serious, gets your attention. Zappable will then give you a link to promote. You apply for your link. So now you've got the vendor information, you've got the link, right? It's sold over 3 million and paid over 1 million to amazing affiliates. Now, we know Walt, we know Luke, we know Travis as well. So this is like, I've been in this community for a long time. This will pay you recurring income for years if you sell one, you can potentially earn up to $595 per customer recurring. Right? That sound exciting? It tells that you what it is.
Awesome.
Right? So Zap's a monster. It's a big thing. Laura Castleman's awesome. We was with her in Portugal years ago, and she's the chief executive of JVZoo. She will verify this is real. And I know these guys, right? This is real. So what this does is allows you to create apps on your mobile phone for local businesses, right? So you can go out there, wow. You can these apps that go on the Apple store and the Android store, and then he shows you how to sell them to businesses. So your customers are doing the One Funnel Away challenge. They don't know what to sell yet. They just know they need a funnel, right? So if you say, hey, imagine if you could go and build a funnel that promotes the sale of apps to local businesses, they would then logically need the Zappable tool. And these are all skinned in a way, fly fishing, hotels, martial arts, spas, whatever, right? You watch the videos, you see, you decide, is this right for me? This is his funnel. So on launch day, if you promote, he's got a $248.50 commission on the front end agency product. Then there's a 12-month thing that bills at $297 a year. Then there's a bunch of upsells, right? So you can look at the funnel as a whole and think, yeah, I'm in. So you scroll down and he's giving you everything you need to know. This is what it looks like. This is how it works. These are the features. So you can start to build your promotion in advance. You know Jeff's going to be sending everybody a link to Zap, right?
Yeah.
He's got an agency pack in there. These are the things that you can do with it, right? So basically, he's giving you every single thing you would ever need, including, you click this, the swipes, the emails, the copy, everything.
Oh, wow.
So an affiliate can go on there, they can apply for the link, hit Foxy up on Facebook and say, Danny Walsh said, I need approving on Zappable. These are my credentials. I want to promote it. I'm amazing. He'll consider that. And then what he'll do is allow you to have access to that link. You register for JVZoo, put your PayPal in and all the rest of it so you can get paid. And you have a go. You go out there and try. And don't send rubbish traffic because they'll shut you down. Go out there and send these emails. Do it in good faith. Be a product of the product. Don't buy it from your own affiliate link. Go out there and crush it, right? So you can start this process from Munchai, from JVZoo directly, from Warrior Forum. This is the W Plus. That's another similar site. ClickBank. There's a $1 billion changing hands every year. You've just got to get your fraction. But it doesn't happen overnight. Earnings disclaimer, you might make nothing. But there are some amazing complementary products, especially in AI. So what's Todd Gross got, right? Go on there, have a look. Oh, he's not ready yet. So you wait till they're ready. You mark your calendar. You look again. You see what's going on. You reach out to these guys. And you build a business based on other people's products. Does that sound like fun?
That is awesome, Danny. Wow. Talk about a golden nugget. Holy cow. How long have you known about that site, or how long have you been going there yourself?
Dude, I've been messing around with this stuff since like 2015. So just going on, it's like 10 years, right? Have I made a great deal of money from this particular thing? Yes, I've made some money. I've not made a million from it. I've made a bunch of money selling ClickFunnels and the challenges and things like that. I've made bits here and there. I made a lot of money consulting because I've offered my services how to use the things that I've sold. But I've always been happy what I'm doing and found the groove, right? You've just got to find the groove. Help people. That's the point. It's like all of this stuff could help somebody. Don't go out there and just try and make money. Never works if you just try and make money.
Yeah, I hate it when I get a message from somebody I've never met and they're like, hey, buy my stuff. And I'm like, really?
Doesn't work.
Like, I don't even know you, man.
No, don't work. Won't work. Never works.
Yeah.
Go and offer some value. Build your list.
Let's talk about how to maybe build your list. Now, what projects are you working on, or are you currently taking on clients for anything that you got going on?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff that we're doing right now. I'm heavily invested in the world of ClickFunnels right now. There's some exciting projects that I work on with ClickFunnels, so that's exciting. In terms of my own thing, I've got a book coming out, which I think you're in, so we'll look out for that. It's going to be awesome. Called Funnel Book, where I've interviewed 100 entrepreneurs. I'm going to be co-hosting a new show with Rex Sykes, which starts next week, which you're the first to hear that. And what else have I got? I've also got a new framework that I'm working on to help people create their offer, turn it into a webinar and sell it. So my link, www.walsh.marketing, and find me on Facebook. There's a bunch of stuff on there, but I like conversation. So if you reach out to me like, hey, Danny, tell me more about the affiliate stuff, I'll give you stuff. You can have stuff.
Man, I will say this, man. You were one of the most approachable, knowledgeable individuals that I've come across in the entire ClickFunnels community, which as a whole, the entire community is awesome. But you, sir, are everywhere trying to help out people. Like I said, you know, I saw you on the ClickFunnels TV, and then I saw you on ClickFunnels affiliate marketing community, and then, you know, here and there. And we've been going back and forth for a little bit now. Absolutely honored and blessed to have you on the Motivated Mindset podcast today. I know it's getting late on your time. For us, baseball season's just starting. You see me, I'm in my Red Sox gear. Any Red Sox fans in the UK do you know of? Do you see the Boston Bee anywhere?
To be fair, yes. Yes.
Nice.
So that's good. And I think lots of crossover with the sports.
Yeah.
And sports fans are sports fans, right? So they'll be interested in something. And seasons change. So, you know, the basketball, the football.
Man. Do you pay attention to American sports?
A little bit. You know, it's not a mainstream thing. You've got to go into the depths of like Sky TV or cable to find the channel. And I haven't got really time in a sense to do that. I'm always doing this stuff.
You're always busy. You just got off a meeting to come here.
Yeah. And then like, we're doing a challenge webinar slide with some guys from somewhere in the US in 30 minutes time, San Francisco. Right. So.
Well, the next time you're in the States, put Scottsdale, Arizona on the list. I do not recommend when it's 125 degrees in July.
Quite.
Probably think February, March sometime. We'll take you out to the Waste Management PGA Tour event. I know they like their golf in the UK.
Yes,
I know
100%.
They do. 100%. So we'll get you out there.
More of a fisherman myself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so more of the carp fishing. But I was in Tucson, Arizona, 2018? Great place. Yeah, I spent a bunch of time in Tucson working with some guys out there. So, yeah, always potentially in the neighborhood. I've just come back from L.A., probably going to be back in stateside in 2 or 3 months. So, always moving.
Awesome. Danny, I appreciate your time and your extremely valuable knowledge. Thank you so much for jumping on with me today, man. Hey, I'll hit you up. I know you'll answer anything that I send you because that's the type of man that you are. But I definitely appreciate you. And when this is posted, I'll send you the link, man. So you can go back and
let's share it and share the knowledge. Look, if all this did is give somebody some hope. It's not about the money. It's about the hope. The community is worth more than the money. The people you meet on the journey is worth a lot more than that. And dude, it's a pleasure. I'll do whatever. Hit me up. Shout me. Tag me. Let's go.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. We'll see you later.
All the best.
That was Danny Walsh, man. He's just one of those, good guys, you know, that's out there. You know, a lot of people, when they try to look for coaches and they try to look for advice. You know, there's so many of these quote gurus out there that just have price tags on their head that says, I'm not talking to you for less than this. Danny's a good guy. He may not be able to give you all of his time, but he can usually give you a couple minutes if you have some questions. So that's it for me. Again, real quick, shout out to Just Good Vibes. Hit up Angelica. Get your personalized laser edge tumblers at Just Good Vibes. See, look at how beautiful these are. For those of you watching on the live, they're huge, and the water stays cold for about 12 plus hours, which again is important because it's 100 and hell degrees here in Arizona in the summertime. With that being said, thank you so much for joining us this week's episode of The Motivated Mindset. Take care, everybody.